Gibson of the International Secret Police. Speed, Clint, Barney, and little Jean Kingsley have been trapped in an underground passage that leads to the headquarters of the criminal, the Octopus. Water is being pumped into the passage while the boys frantically try to find a way of escape. Meanwhile, Dr. Kingsley has returned home to find his daughter missing, and since his friend Quan Wu warned him only that morning that the Octopus might avenge himself on the doctor for giving information to the secret police by kidnapping Jean, Kingsley is desperate. While he is attempting to reach Clint and Barney, their mutual friend, Li Ying, the tea merchant, is announced.
Oh, Li Ying, how glad I am you happened to stop in. My daughter has disappeared.
What? Are you sure, Dr. Kingsley?
Yes, yes, I've looked everywhere for her. None of the servants have seen her since this morning, and neither the police who are guarding the place.
Strange. No one could possibly have gained entrance to your estate without the police seeing them, unless you have a secret passage of some sort.
No, no, nothing of that sort. At least not to my knowledge. Besides, the servants have been about all day. They would have noticed a stranger in the house.
One would think so. Have you notified the police of your daughter's disappearance?
No. I've been trying to reach Clint Barlow. I was about to call the police when you came.
I have been trying to locate Clint, too, and have failed to do so. He was to have kept in touch with me regarding his findings at the Siang Dock, and I had no word from him. I stopped in to see if he had called you.
No, I've heard nothing. That is, nothing since talking to Barlow just before they left their hotel this morning. I called to tell him of the warning Quan Wu had just given me.
Warning?
Yes, he said he'd heard that the Octopus was displeased because I was doing everything in my power to help the International Secret Police in finding him. When I told Wu that I must continue because a member of my household, Marcia Winfield, had fallen prey to this criminal, he said that I'd better be careful lest another member of my household also disappear. Jean.
Jean, your daughter? He would not dare.
Oh, Jean is missing, and what can we do? I'm a doctor, you're a tea merchant. The Hong Kong police are our only hope.
Dr. Kingsley, I'm going to tell you something, but it is in strictest confidence. You must not repeat what I'm going to say to anyone. I'm only telling you because I know I can trust you.
Why, of course, Li Ying. What is it?
I am more than just a tea merchant. I am the Hong Kong operator of the International Secret Police.
Oh, then that accounts for your interest in the boys' activities.
Yes. Now, here is my plan. You are to go to the Hong Kong police as you had planned and ask their aid. I shall send out a call for my men. We shall meet at the Siang Dock in half an hour.
The Siang Dock? Why there?
Because the only clue we have to the whereabouts of the Octopus leads there, Dr. Kingsley. I believe that we shall find Speed, Clint, and Barney where the Octopus is. And your daughter.
Like we're wasting time trying to budge this seawall door, boys.
Yeah, it's solid as a rock, Clint.
I opened it from the outside by touching what looked like a loose board. There's nothing like that on this side.
Yeah, meanwhile, the water has crept up to our knees. We better be getting back up the tunnel where it's dry.
Okay. Here, Jean, I'll carry you so you won't get any wetter than you have to.
Oh, Barney, do you think we'll get out of this awful place?
Sure we will, honey. Just takes a little time, that's all. But just let me get my hands on that octopus and I'll tear him apart. Doing a thing like this when there's a little girl around.
Oh, don't worry about me, Barney. I'm thinking of you all. I want you to escape from here so you can find Marcia and her brother.
We will, Jean. Just you wait and see. Look, we're out of the water already.
Yes, but with that water coming in all the time, we won't be out of it long. It'll keep following us. Rising and rising until it's over our heads.
Well, then we can start swimming. I ain't had my exercise today, and a good swim will be mighty welcome.
Oh, Barney.
Here now. There's enough water coming in here without you adding to it, Jean. Buck up.
Yes. You're all so brave.
Well, there's really not much to worry about yet, Jean. Well, now what's wrong?
Well, just using one flashlight don't exactly give us a perfect idea of what we're walking into. Why don't you use yours, too, until we reach the door at the end of this tunnel?
No, speeds is enough. I'm trying to make this light last as long as possible.
I wonder why that rock's there anyhow. It's the only rock in the tunnel.
They put it there just for me to fall over. Wonder if it's wide enough for us all to stand on when the water gets too high.
Well, let's see if we can move it, Barney.
Oh, no use. Can't move it an inch. Let's go on and try that other door you was talking about, Speed.
Hey, wait a minute. Turn your flashlight a little higher, Speed.
Okay, Clint. There you are.
It was something. A microphone.
It's a short wave set. Boy, we're saved.
What do you mean?
Don't you see, Gene? Maybe we can talk to your dad over this set. It's an octopus set, but maybe we can get through if he doesn't happen to be listening.
He's listening all right. Wouldn't you know it?
Yes, Barney Dunlap, I have been listening. And your conversation has amused me very much.
I hope you laugh your head off, old eight-face.
Do not worry, Barney. You shall furnish me even greater amusement when the water closes over your head.
Don't pay any attention to him, Gene. We'll get you out of this all right.
Don't be too sure, Speed. You shall not escape me this time.
Well, even if we don't, Octopus, our going won't save you. Speed, Barney, and me are just three members of the secret police. Just because we have gone, do you think they'll stop in their search for you?
No, probably not. But they will have lost their leader, Clint Barlow, ace operator of the service. Without you to guide them, they would never find me.
You're wrong there. The International Secret Police doesn't depend on one man for its success, but every man in its service. You can't escape. And even though you appear to be holding the winning cards now, but let me ask you one thing, not for ourselves, but for someone else, an innocent victim. Little Jean Kingsley. Give her her freedom at least.
And have her tell everything she has seen and heard. Oh, no, you must take me for a fool, Barlow.
You're a yellow dog, that's what. No, I won't insult a dog like that. You're just plain yellow, Octopus. It must take a lot of courage to fight little 12-year-old girls.
Pity is not one of my weaknesses, Dunlap. And as for your opinion of me, talk as much as you like. For soon the water will silence.
Why, you...
Take it easy, Barney. No good fighting a microphone.
Yeah, you're right, Clint.
And you need not try to call out on this set either. It will avail you nothing, since it is connected directly into my headquarters. And your calls will only reach my ears.
Swell fella.
He probably has microphones planted all along this tunnel, so they can pick up whatever we say.
Clint, what do you think his headquarters would be? Near this tunnel on the other side of the door ahead, maybe?
It's hard to tell, Speed. The ground around Siang Dock is probably honeycombed with secret passages. Any one of them leading to the octopus. He'd never just have a few avenues of escape, but many.
Well, guess there's nothing left for us to do but go and take a look at this door at the end of the tunnel, Speed. Can't tell. Maybe we could take it off and use it for a raft. Something tells me we'll soon be needing one.
No use, Li Ying. The police have searched the Siang Dock from end to end, and they haven't found any suspicious evidence nor any trace of Speed, Clint, or Barney.
That is exactly why I brought you and three of my picked men down under the pier, Dr. Kingsley, to this float. Since the police can find nothing on the dock, perhaps we may find something beneath it.
But why are we walking along this narrow runway? It leads directly into that seawall.
But it may also lead to something more important, our missing friend. Speed and Barney were down under here on the night of the flowerboat raid. At the time, Speed commented on the fact that this runway led to the seawall and wondered why. In fact, so far as I can see, there is no necessity for a seawall.
Well, what has all this to do with my daughter and Speed, Clint and Barney?
Maybe nothing. Maybe a great deal. Watch your footing, Dr. Kingsley. The going is treacherous.
Very well.
By the way, have you tried to reach Quan Wu since your little daughter disappeared?
Quan Wu? No. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering what he would say when you told him that his warning had borne fruit.
Li Ying, do you think he could possibly have any connection with the Octopus Gang?
Until this occurrence, I would have staked my life on his innocence. But now I am uncertain. It seems that there is more than mere coincidence in Jean's disappearance coming so soon after that warning. I do not say that Quan Wu is affiliated with the Octopus, but perhaps he knows more about the criminal than he would want his friends to know.
Well, he's always spoken so against him. Seems so anxious that the Octopus and his criminal band be caught.
Sometimes, Dr. Kingsley, the most smoke hides the most fire. I think from now on I shall assign a man to watch Quan Wu. But now we have reached the sea wall. Let us inspect it most carefully.
Well, I'm afraid I can't see anything suspicious or unusual about it.
Not at first glance, perhaps, but look at the dock above us, Doctor. Observe that opening almost directly over us. Large enough for a man to go through, if necessary.
Well, does that prove anything?
It might. We have seen what is above. Now, let us see what is beneath. Chow!
Yes, Li Ying?
Go into the water, directly beneath the runway. See how deep this sea wall goes.
Yes, Li Ying.
Good heavens, do you expect him to work underwater?
Merely to observe, Dr. Kingsley. Chow is an experienced diver. He well knows how to take care of himself. And meanwhile, let us study the seawall itself.
Oh, here's something clinging to one of the boards.
May I have it, please? Thank you. This appears to be false hair.
It's white or gray, too. What would that be doing down here?
I don't know. Unless... Oh, yes, that must be it.
Must be what?
Barney's disguised. I remember now. Clint told me that Barney was going to make up as an aged Chinese. They've been here, Doctor. They've left a clue for us.
Li Ying. Li Ying. The seawall does not descend far, but I found something else beneath the water. Pipes leading directly under it. And these pipes were drawing water.
Water is being pumped in. But where? Doctor, look there on the boards of the seawall. Water is trickling through.
From the other side? How can that be?
There is a secret room or tunnel on the other side of this wall. Water is being pumped into it. We've got to reach Speed, Clint, and Barney. We've got to break in before it is too late.